This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. People talk about the show. They say, oh, you got to hear this thing at 5 o'clock that they do. We're going to do it right now.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So sometimes in sports and in life, you declare things dead too early. You know, things dead.
Yep.
But it makes its revival, and you get a little premature in calling something dead. Yep. And I have a new number one that we need to discuss. Because
have we ever done this before?
No.
Okay.
Because it might be back.
So it's the first number one.
Top five things we might have declared too early. Number five is winter is over. 35 degrees when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, make up your mind, Mother Nature. You can't be doing that. It's too cold. First off, it's baseball season. When baseball season's here, I assume it's warm out. I wasn't ready to put the coat on this morning. Have that. Winter, not over.
Well, what they say.
That's fair.
In like a lamb, out like a lion, right?
Who says that?
Isn't that what they say about winter?
I had no idea.
I think that's
what they
say about winter.
I didn't know you were such a winter guy.
I'm not a winter guy. I think 29 on Wednesday, low of 29 overnight.
Yeah. That's a joke.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. The heat is off for good.
No, I told my family the same
really?
Thing.
Really?
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be having the heat on in April.
Yeah, I mean, Walker came in our room this morning like 5:45 because I think he was too cold. Don't care.
Don't freeze the kids out, though.
See, I don't mind the heat so much because we have, when I had electric heat, I was like, no, because electric heat's expensive.
The gas heat, not quite as bad. Were you the first house in your block to have electric heat back in the day?
I see what you're doing. Electric heat isn't like some hoity-toity thing, man.
Right.
Sounds like it.
It's more expensive. It's whatever.
Born on third base, Spike.
All right. But I am that way about turning on the air. Because we had it when they inspected our house, they wanted to see if the air conditioner worked.
Yeah.
And they had to wait till a warm day so it would work. And I walked into the home and they left it on. It was like last weekend or whatever when it was 80 degrees. I walked into the house and I was like, oh, this is nice. And then I went upstairs immediately and turned it off. Can't get there yet.
Not at all. Not at all. The fourth thing that we might have declared dead too early is snack of the night. I know we made fun of John Johnson for his obsession with peanuts.
Yeah.
But this week, it's exotic fruit week.
Exotic fruit.
His first fruit, very exotic, grapes.
Huh? Grapes are not an exotic fruit.
Not at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, why are grapes exotic?
There's nothing exotic about the grapes.
It's just it's not just fruit week. It's exotic fruit week.
Exotic fruit week, yeah.
Grapes.
I would love to know what's exotic about the grape.
Have you ever had those grapes that smell like cotton candy? The cotton candy grapes?
No.
No.
They're grapes. They smell like cotton candy.
Are they good for you?
I have no idea. Well, they're not something you would eat because they must be like bioengineered or something.
Yeah, listen, processed food, yeah.
Why would I want to eat a grape that smells like cotton candy?
I don't know. I don't buy them. It's just the first time I had it. I smelled it. I was like, holy cow, these grapes smell like cotton candy.
That was the green grape or purple grape?
It's a white grape.
Dude, it's green.
That's a green grape.
I know it's called white grape.
Green, but it's a white grape.
What?
Again. There's nothing white about it besides, I guess, maybe the inside.
Listen, I don't make the rules up, man. I'm just saying. When they go there, I don't see green grapes. It says white grapes.
Even though it's green.
Yes. It says white grapes?
Yes. No, he's right. He's right. Yes. Yeah, 100%.
That's ridiculous. They're green.
Know. It's like people with orange hair. They say it's red hair. It's orange.
Well, that's actually not
it's
a bad
not
point.
The same.
That's it
not
is the same. Well, how is it not the same? It's green. They're either going to be white grapes.
No, because you can actually have orange hair or red hair.
I know, but there's orange hair, like the pure orange, right? Not colored.
Right.
Huh. He's saying like redheads actually have orange hair.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really called white grapes?
Yeah.
We got a campaign to get this.
Like white wine. The grapes are green.
Well, because the juice is white.
White.
Which is why they call it white grapes.
Called white grapes.
Even though they're green on the outside. 215.
What? I don't like this at all.
Yeah, it's bad.
We have to do something
by the way,
about
those
it.
Are the best grapes.
I would agree
I don't actually
with
like grapes.
Can we actually, while we're talking about grapes, you go to the supermarket and there's seeded grapes or seedless. Yeah. What lunatic wants seeds in their grape?
Well, that's why they're an exotic fruit.
Who's buying grapes with seeds in them?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's terrible. There's a little crunchy thing in the middle. It's disgusting. Right? That's Who wants seeded grapes?
No one wants grapes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. The third thing we might have declared dead too early is Spike's back. Hey, listen, all last week, man, my back. I can't even focus. I'm so mad. I'm so irritable. You slept on the freaking floor at a kennel.
Dude, let me tell you how frightened I was about that. I was frightened of sleeping in the floor of the kennel. Got the dog bed company that advertised on the podcast to send the dog beds there so everyone could have them, really just so I could have one.
How's your back doing?
It's no worse than it was on Saturday.
Okay.
I still got the patch going on. Still brought the stim for the back, but sleeping on the dog bed or whatever in the kennel, it did not make it worse, which to me was a win. Yeah. I was scared the whole time. They had puppy yoga for an hour that day.
Yeah. Like the dogs doing yoga?
No, everybody does yoga, and they sent a bunch of puppies in there.
Oh.
And the yoga instructor was like,
why? Goat yoga, where you do yoga and goats stand on you?
Yes, yeah. Except there were puppies running around, pooping and peeing all over the place. Everybody loved it.
Sounds relaxing.
But the yoga teacher was like, you don't seem that into the yoga. And I said, I have a bad back.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Still milking it.
Yep. It's good to see you here today.
Yep.
Yep. It's good to see you here.
Look, I don't need that sarcasm out of you. The back was bad.
Okay, that's good. The second thing that we might have declared dead too early is Ikey best shape of his life season. I was told 4-1. It's going to be a brand new Ike. He's going to be working out all the time.
Yeah,
I haven't seen much change at all.
Well, that's for you to answer, Ike.
He walked.
He's right.
He walked on the golf course once.
That's 2 weeks in a row, man. No, that's 2 weeks in a row, bro.
How are you doing? Were you going to change what you were eating at all, or was it just exercise?
Changed the eating diet a little
bit. Okay, all right.
Changed. Exercise, I'm trying to get to it.
Well, you do the morning walk, don't you? Or do you not do that?
No, that's just when I'm out of town.
Oh, you should do it in regular life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go say hi to the neighbors.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Oh. I like my morning walk.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, all the crossing guards know me.
I could walk around my development.
Yeah, it's nice. Get out there for a half hour.
Yeah, I see a lot of people doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wave at them.
But the number one thing we might have declared dead too early is the Rizzler, Big Justice, and AJ being dead.
Oh, really?
You hear the new song, the song of the summer, many are saying?
There's a new song.
Yeah, listen to this.
Grilling, it's a sizzler. In the kitchen, we go to Ramsay. They call me the Rizzler. And I just hit the Rizz face.
Big Room AJ in the ring. I just swept them, grabbed the broom. Now I'm in the gym bench pressing. I give that lift 5 big boom.
I got Pokemon cards. I got fresh chicken bits. Hitting the ball so hard. They thought it was an earthquake.
Not my name, quarterback. I said, nice catch, cheer.
Is that a cousin?
It's the song of the year. Always gonna boom, 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 boom. Never gonna doom, doom, doom. Ohio.
Ohio.
I got to keep on rising.
Ohio.
Always gonna boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Never gonna doom, doom, doom. Ohio.
Ohio.
I got to keep on rising.
Oh.
Isn't rizzing something, though? Isn't that a term for something?
Yeah, it's like if you have rizz, you have like, you can, you're good talking to girls.
You have aura.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep.
And as Kate and Ala broke down, it's short for charisma.
Yes. There you go.
That's what I was looking for right there.
Yeah. Yes.
The old folks version.
That's exactly right.
That's a good song. So I hate that I'm going to say this. And I hope he's not listening. But the whole problem in that whole, the person that's cooked is Big Justice.
Yeah.
The kid. Because Rizzler.
He's not the cute kid anymore.
Well, because Rizzler took the kid energy.
Right.
And AJ, we still need, is the big goofy dad or whatever. You know, professional wrestler, your brains behind the operation. The kid we don't need, I'm sorry, Big Justice, is you.
I got Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
I got fresh chicken bags.
And he's singing auto-tune.
Yes.
So they thought it was an earthquake.
I've got Pokemon cards. Kid, you're like 15 at this point, you know? And.
Also, he doesn't hit baseballs hard.
No, he's got a very slow swing, you know?
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No.
But they're back.
Yeah, that's a great tune. That's
well,
a great tune.
Well, I don't get where the... Now, maybe I'm not up on my Big Justice and AJ and Riz, but why Ohio?
Yeah, I don't know. They live in Florida. And they're from
New York.
Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey, whatever.
Long Island, Jersey, whatever.
Maybe Ohio just because it rhymed.
It's a great state.
Is
the Rizzler from Ohio? They're not all in the same area.
I think Rizzler's from, he's at Mets games. He's in the Mets game like yesterday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that all right. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron? Aaron.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
What up, eh?
Yo, what's going on? Yeah, I'm in the mountains somewhere. But very quick, Spike, what would possess you to try to pick up?
Oh. We gonna give him another chance or no?
Oh, he says he's in the mountains. He might just lose him.
Yeah. Is he camping? Aaron doesn't seem like a camper.
He drives a truck.
Oh, right.
Got a lot of truck drivers. Where's Jerry?
Yeah, it's a lot.
We haven't heard from Jerry in a while.
Maybe his ex-wife killed him.
Hey, that's not funny.
Well,
it's coming
in. The fact they were living together.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Well, that was weird, but, you know, saying that maybe he was killed by her.
It seemed like an episode I watched on Dateline.
What, like that sort of situation?
Yeah.
This couple that was divorced lived together. The guy was still trying to get with her, and she finally, you know, got sick of it.
Caught her, hon.
Yeah. All right, let's try Aaron again. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
You got me?
Yes.
We got you.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Spike, what would possess you to try to pick up a wetback?
Shop vac.
14 gallons of water.
Because... All right, two things. First of all, I was frustrated that there was water in the basement. It was driving me crazy. And second of all, I knew it was going to be heavy, but I didn't calculate how heavy 14 gallons of water would be. And it's 116 pounds. And it's way too heavy to pick up. So I was being stupid. I was being irrational. I got very frustrated. You know, we buy the house, there's water in the basement, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. So it was stupid.
Understood. Because I like, some of Spike trying to pick up water. And then, and of course, Jack got to be Jack. He didn't know water was heavy. Like, Jack, he's like, you got to love him.
I didn't know it was that heavy.
No, Jack didn't know water was heavy at all.
Oh.
Well, a lot of water can be heavy.
Well, a gallon of milk is heavy.
For
like,
you.
If you carry a gallon of milk.
Nah, it should be heavy if somebody does 250 push-ups a day.
Well,
yeah, you think you'd be, yeah.
They're not pull-ups.
And Spike, we know that's not true.
Of course it's true.
No, it's not, of course.
It's not.
Why would I lie about it? I brought it up casually. I wasn't like a boast or something.
No, not lying. It may be like 155-ish.
No.
250 push-ups is a lot of push-ups.
I know. They're not in a row.
Before you go to work or in the day?
No, before I go to work. It's like
it
is spread out over, I would say, an hour and 20 minutes. Every 15 minutes or so, I drop down and do 50 on my walk.
I believe you.
Listen, all right, thank you.
I'm going to go back and listen to the review. I'm going to go back and listen before I get into, because I'm going to get to the topic right quick.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to say about the Phillies. All right, Spike, are you ready to let it go? Kyle Schwarber is the leadoff hitter.
No.
He is the most important bat in that lineup.
Great, so put him in a cleanup. He's not the best hitter on the lineup, and it's more important.
I didn't say the most important.
Okay, well, you want the best hitters to get the most at-bats, and Trey Turner is a better hitter than Kyle Schwarber. And I would say, last thing, it is more important to make sure that Trey Turner is... I have confidence that Kyle Schwarber can do what he can do at cleanup. He's going to do what he does wherever we put him. If we can get Trey Turner to be the Trey Turner that he was before he got here, it changes the entire complexion of the lineup. And I just think if you have Trey at two or three, he's not going to be in the mindset that he was in. So I look, if it takes giving Schwarber an extension so we don't have to put him at leadoff anymore, do that. But I want the guy setting the table at the top of the lineup.
I don't know if he has the ability to set the table. He swings at the first pitch out of the zone all the time with that one-handed swing, and you know it's in the dirt. He has no batter's eye to save his life. He has no batter's eye.
We've seen a bad Trey Turner has let off plenty in his career. His most successful years, I think, were probably leading off. Like, Trey Turner is actually the one hitting out of position here, not hitting leadoff. He's the
Jack said it.
What's that?
Sorry.
No.
Jack said it 2 years ago that he's a streaky hitter. He has hot months and cold months. And Jack called him a top 10 player in baseball. When was he ever a top 10 player in baseball to be that streaky? I just don't like the guy. Maybe I'm speaking with bias, because I just don't like Trey Turner. I just don't think he's that good.
Well, that's a different issue than whether you think he should hit the leadoff or not. I don't think Trey Turner's probably never going to be the hitter that we thought that he was before he got here, but he can certainly be better.
A good start to the year. I don't think he's been their problem.
No, I think he's been fine, and I think he has been more patient than we've seen him last year. Yeah.
And right quick, you had your little get off my lawn thing about the torpedo bats. It's come and gone. But you know what I used to say to myself back in the day? I was like, why aren't people emulating Barry Bonds' maple bat? Like, he had a shorter bat with a to my eye, a thicker, and before, don't mention.
Mm. Ooh, a thicker.
Thicker barrel. Come on.
Pause. A thicker barrel on the bat.
Yep.
On the bat. He had a thicker barrel on the bat, and it was a maple bat. And I was like, why are more people emulating that style of bat?
Yeah, but, and he ain't mind choking it. I mean, choking up on it.
Whoa.
Yeah, come on. He's
whacking that thing.
But, yeah, like, if he's like, I'm like.
Well, I think they tried to emulate something else Barry Bonds was doing to hit home runs.
Well, and I said, leave the PED stuff alone. Like, we ain't got to get to that. But, keep the torpedo bat. Like, keep it in baseball. Because I be sending it to Jack all the time. We need to go back to that type of baseball. This baseball is boring. I want to see 35 home runs by five different hitters in the lineup. I want to see 80 RBIs by the
break. Well, not in this city. This city wants guys hitting behind the runners, getting bunts down.
This city wants
down,
small ball, man.
We're not going to get players busting out their uniforms no more. Because, like, Aaron Judge, one player that busts out his uniform, and Juan Soto sometimes. But, like you look at the Phillies lineup, they look like average. Like, I seen Bryce Harper in person. He's not a huge guy. And he's a home run threat. He's not a home run hitter. Kyle Schwarber's a home run hitter. Like, I want that style of baseball back. Legitimate home run hitters. 35 at the break, 85 RBIs at the break. Bring that style of baseball back. It's exciting. Because, and you know another thing? Why don't people still Shohei Ohtani, like, you know that Japanese style of swing? Why don't people do it? It works for Shohei. Like, he's hitting 50 home runs, and he's listed as the same size as Bryce Harper, who can't even hit 40. You know what I'm saying? So why are more people emulating that style of swing? I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
Yeah.
I don't have the answers for
that. Yeah, neither.
I thought Rob Manfred, had a good – somehow Rob Manfred's become the best commissioner in sports or one of them. I think that things they've done in baseball the last, you know, three, four years have made a huge difference. I thought he had a good response to the torpedo bat thing. His response was, look at all the conversation it caused. And it's so hard for baseball. It's been so hard for baseball to cut through and become the lead story in sports. It's not a national sport anymore. It's a local sport. But I would say the biggest story in sports for 2 days at least was the torpedo bats. And his thing was, it's not a big deal. The bats are legal. And also, look at this great conversation.
That's all he cares about.
Yep. And
Shohei's Japanese and Mike Trout never wanted to be the face, and Bryce Harper can't win. Like, no offense, Jack, but like, it is what it is.
Can't win what?
We're not going to get into it.
Well, the Nationals won the World Series as soon as he left.
I know, he's a loser,
yeah.
You don't have to win to be the best player in baseball, but he's not the top seven player in baseball anymore. But
no.
Right quick. Spike won't remember this. When he used to talk overnight, talking about basketball, just random overnight. I said one time, he was talking about one-on-one basketball. I said one time, I was like, you know what? And players in the NBA right now, I think Carmelo Anthony could challenge Michael Jordan to a 1-on-1. And y'all have revived his career to a damn rookie of the year. Are you serious? That's what Carmelo Anthony's career has become. He didn't win rookie of the year.
No, we wanted to point out he should have won it over LeBron.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, who won rookie of the year last year? Matter of fact, who was the top two? You're a basketball guy, Spike. Who was the top two picks in the draft this year?
Zach Risacher was the top pick. And the second pick, Risacher, he's on Atlanta. He's good.
My point exactly.
But your point was, I don't know. And I knew the answer. And I don't understand.
Trying to say no one cares about the rookie of the year is what he's
saying.
Oh,
well, that's not true.
Michael Carter Williams won, right? He won it, right?
He did. Yep. He did.
Yeah, who won the last?
That's a better argument right there. It's basically saying whoever won it doesn't matter.
Who's going to win the Castle? Ryan Castle, whatever his name is going to win it.
Who cares about the rookie of, like, it's a fake award.
You know, that's our daily jab.
Yeah,
at the king.
The king, who I'm sure cared about. I'm sure all his career is littered with fake accomplishments. Most 20-point games, most points. Even though I'm not a scorer.
Well, I didn't even know because, like, I had to change my job schedule. So I didn't listen to the beginning of the show. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. And that's the first thing Jack mentioned to me. I'm like, because I hear all the damn time about Carmelo. He said, I want rookie of the year. Like, who cares if he won rookie of the year or not?
And they were talking about LeBron, and no mention of him dragging that garbage team to the finals. It's like, yeah, LeBron made the finals and took down all these great teams, but no respect. It's ridiculous.
We know how it go, but when you don't have the
it's a weak East.
I tell you what. He better hope Steph don't win a title this year.
Yeah, because then he moves ahead of him. He moves ahead of him easy.
He just had the same amount of points as Bronny. Three. He had 3 points in 33 minutes.
I don't care about none of that. I don't care about that.
LeBron is the greatest compiler of all time. Him and Karl Malone. They compile stats. The Harold Baines of basketball.
The stats may be true, but he's top six in terms of scoring average per game. Let's see if Luka stays where he at and B's gonna stay where he at because B may never play another game.
I don't care about Luka.
No,
all I know is that if Steph wins a title this year, he's above LeBron all time.
I won't won't argue that.
I won't argue.
If people want to say seven, because it's like it's not a fun argument. I'd rather have the, you know, Kobe, LeBron, Michael Jordan, LeBron. It's more of a fair argument. We can really have a conversation about this stuff. Ain't really a conversation. I'll just let it go.
It's just a troll job.
But shout out to Ovechkin.
Steph changed. Yeah, shout out to OV. He broke the record last night. How about that? Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Like, I don't care.
And Wayne Gretzky, we know he's the greatest, but we know hockey assists. That's sure. Yes. Like hum to hum, and you get the assist. Hey, come on now. Like, those aren't real assists. But shout out to Wayne Gretzky too.
All right. There he goes.
He got everything. Here.
Yeah. Aaron and Mount Airy.
By the way, in modern slang,
yes,
Ohio is used as a put down, meaning something is lame, weird, cringe, or undesirable.
Oh, really? No!
Often used in a similar way to cringe or lame, because it's apparently the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
Wow.
I live in New Jersey.
Well, yeah, but you're from Ohio.
Well, Corey's from Kentucky.
Yeah. All right. Text line coming up.
That's used as a put down.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
This is the
Buckeye State.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.